road wins are really hard to get, and I'm excited about this one. Dane Deja, Ty Rogers, both were huge tonight. We've been on Coleman's back for a long time. Coleman's been such a dominant player for us on both ends of the court, and Dane hasn't gotten a ton of minutes with the way we've been playing, and for him to answer the call and be ready speaks volumes to who he is as a person and what a great teammate he is. Couldn't be more proud of him. Ty Rogers, I thought, was dominant. I thought Ty dominated the game. Everybody keeps putting five men on him, and we just keep laughing because he's our best post player. He's got great low post moves and feet, and it's 5 of 6 and double double and that's 27 minutes, and I thought defensively he was all over the place. So those two guys I'm going to single out. Obviously, Terrence got back, and I thought the job he did on Bruce was huge. I think Bruce is one of the top point guards in college basketball and obviously in this league. And I thought his bulldog mentality, bulldogging over screens, his size and strength is 6'6", 220. Then it gave him a little injection in terms of his energy and getting out in the open court. So we knew we would get an angry Ohio State team, and I thought they played great. Chris, a terrific coach, and they threw everything at us with the 1-3-1, they're going to win a lot of games here down the stretch.
How important is it for Ty to maybe offensive rebound like he did when he's being loosely guarded and maybe has free run at the rim?
Yeah, it's not rocket science. That's one of the things he was elite at as a freshman. He was one of the top guys in the Big Ten for 40 minutes rebounding the basketball. And again, we played him a lot as a 4 and 5 last year. When he's around the rim, he's extremely effective. He's got long arms. He's got very, very strong hands and doesn't get bumped. So those are, you got some easy baskets that way and help change the game.
I know it's because of Coleman's foul trouble mostly, but did you feel like this would be a good matchup for Dane? And did you think you would get what you got out of Imani tonight too?
Well, I thought I was proud of Imani and Draven both as freshmen. Haven't got a ton of minutes, and Imani's been out a good while with his back. We had those guys. We had a lot of freshmen out there for 3 or 4 minute stretch, and the end of the half, and we didn't get hurt. And we had a little bit of a lead, and trying to protect Terrence and Coleman, and those guys did a great job. But Dane's been there, done that. Dane's been a really good player in this league, and although things have shifted a little bit in terms of style, he's big, he's strong, and he can impact the game. And like I said, I just thought he was effective at both ends of the court tonight.
You said road wins in this league are a big deal. When you score the way that this team has scored, what enabled your offense to travel with you and put up as many points as you did?
Yeah, I think we're 7 in the country in OER, in KenPom or something like that going in. We're a little bit unorthodox. I get it. Our little booty ball, as we call it, to get different post-ups and match-ups. A lot of that starts with Marcus and Ty. But the one thing I was very happy with today is we took threes. Our last game, we turned them down, and we're a really good shooting team. And it was nice to see TJ get going from three. But Luke Goody, Quincy, Justin, all those guys are really good three-point shooters. So we're just a little unorthodox, and when you can get some easy twos like we did for Marcus, you can get to the foul line. I don't know how many turnovers we have. I can't see. 6, and we're not turning the ball over. You get a lot of opportunities, and offensive rebounds helped as well.
With Terrence, does that go back to the closing of that Indiana game? Or
yes.
Is it just, it does.
Sure. Sure.
How do you build on that over the course of the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's just a, it was just a end of the game, make the winning plays, make the right plays, and he's done that throughout his time with us, and he impacted winning, and he's a kid that we all know is electric in the open court, and he found some opportunities tonight against one of the better defensive teams in the country in transition. Ohio State, I think, is fourth in the country in fewest transition points, and Terrence was still able to get out and exploit them.
Maybe big picture-wise, to get Big Ten road win, quad one win, just what does that maybe mean for kind of where you stand in maybe various races?
Means we're 7-3, is that right? What are we, 7-3? It means we're halfway through league. We got a lot of them to go. Anytime you win on the road, it's a good thing. But you want it. It's a quality win against a really good team, and those always help. But you know me, I'm one game at a time, one day at a time, and this is day 16 for us in a row. So I think we had nine games this month. I think we had a 9-game month. So a day off is much needed, and then we can go back to it. But it's a nice way to kind of put an end to that streak.
How much confidence can that 4-minute stretch to close the first half with Dre and Amaya give you?
I was nervous, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you want to end the half the right way, and you've got guys out there who haven't done it, and yet we did it. Amani got it, just a nice layup, and yet they did it defensively in a at that end of the court as well.
You've mentioned Ohio State's talent. You've talked positively about Chris Holtmann. I'm curious, as you watched this team in the buildup, maybe from your eyes, why hasn't it worked for them as much recently?
What's her record? 13-8. I'm not there every day. I don't know. That'd be just complete, complete speculation. I don't do that. I just know when I look at him, I know, you know, Battle's a guy who's gotten 20 a night in this league for a long time. I've got so much respect for Bruce. And then I thought the Gale kid is maybe as improved as anybody in our league. And, you know, we were very concerned about him coming in. You know, when he gets 16 to 18, a game, they're really efficient. So, they got good depth. They got Akpar in the middle and Zed backing him up. So, I don't have a great answer for that, but I do like their team, and I know that they're very hard to prepare for. And I thought they played great tonight.
End of the first half might have been the best defensive stretch of the game. I think that Ohio State was one of them. What did you like about that? Maybe it's what did you think about the defense overall tonight?
You know, I think it's give Ohio State a lot of credit. I thought they, you know, they did a good job. It became a lot of isolation stuff. I think they make four threes. You know, one of them was with 1.7 seconds to go on and out of bounds and Quincy messed the coverage up. One was off an offensive rebound that we should have had. We didn't give them any threes. And that's what we do. But I thought it forced them into some isolation stuff. And they're going to score some baskets. And, again, it becomes really hard to make a lot of twos. But I thought our defense in that stretch was great. I thought our guys had great energy. I knew going in I might have to play some more guys because of this stretch a little bit. But I'm never very comfortable without Coleman on the floor, to be truthful. And I thought we responded in a great way.
About halfway through here, you faced five games without Terrence in the Big Ten. Now you've got him back. You feel like you're starting to get that momentum you had before with Terrence, and what does that mean for your team here going into the second half?
Well, I think it's not just him. I think it's the first time we've been whole. You know, I think in quite some time, getting Amani back, we've been without Nico for a long time, and tonight wasn't a night for Nico, but he's shown promise. So all those guys have been really, really good for us in different points of the season. So obviously, you know, Terrence is a guy that's a focal point of most opponents, but I think it's very comforting to me to know that we've got the other guys as well that I feel good about. And like I said, I'm just tickled to death for Dane. You know, that as our bench develops, you need that in February and March and beyond.
What have you seen from the rest of your team in these four games and even the first half tonight as they tried to incorporate Terrence back? I mean, obviously you guys were playing well without him. How have you seen them kind of adapt in those four and a half games?
Yeah, well, I think it's a – I think one thing Terrence has done is not forced anything. I think it's been what he's – how he's played. He knew we were playing at a really, really high level offensively. I mean, I think we were two in the country in offensive efficiency while he was gone. And it's just finding that right dimension. I've said it many times, we don't run a lot to Terrence. And, we just he gets it organically and through offense and so on and so forth. But he's been very patient, and I think that's a tribute to him being a great, great teammate and why he's an outstanding teammate that everybody likes.
Coleman's certainly been around the block, but what do you tell him with that text? It didn't hurt you tonight, but in the long run.
Yeah, I had a couple of the officials talk to him, and you know, I think it was frustration, and that's stuff that we can't tolerate and can't happen because it didn't hurt us tonight, but like I said, he's got to understand his value to our basketball team and his importance to our basketball team, and understand that stuff can't happen. Thank you.